It's April, and Tony and I are back again this week. We've had a few pet problems in the past couple of weeks, but we are now on the sunny side of that situation. My little dog, Biddy, who I think the last time we recorded a session, she was in the hospital. And what had happened was she started breathing funny. And so I immediately, you know, of course, had to rush her to the expensive doctors, you know, the accesses and the VCAs of America. Very expensive when you have to do emergency service for an animal. But this, of course, was at, you know, 8 o'clock at night on a Saturday. I didn't have a lot of options. So I took her in and they found out that she didn't have heart disease. She wasn't dying. What had happened was that an older dog, sometimes their lungs stretch out a little bit and they call it neurothromax. And it is where the lung will stretch out a little bit and a little hole will happen. And when they breathe air in, that air doesn't go out of them again. The lung collapses and the air just keeps going into the chest cavity. She spent 3 to 4 days in an oxygen box, which was kind of cool, actually. And they did try to do a needle release of it, but it wasn't working. So they put a tube in for about a week. And I even had her here at home. This tube comes out, you put a little syringe on the end of it, and then you pull back on the syringe, pulling air out of the chest cavity so that she could breathe. So I had her at home for days with that, and about 2 days into it, I stopped getting air out. So I called up the vet and I said, I want you to take a look at this. And they found out that all the air had been released and that the lung was back functioning right. So somewhere along the way, the universe decided to give me a break and have her be better. She's home now. She's eating, drinking, breathing. Everything is okay. But it was pretty scary and boy, was it expensive, but I got her back. And there's nothing you can do to prevent this. It's old age stuff. And they said it also happens when, like, say a dog is in a car accident and they get a tear in their lung from the impact. That was another reason. And they asked me that. They said, have you been in a car accident or anything with her? I said, no, nothing. So they've determined that it was probably old age and it will have to watch for, but at least now we know what to do. Just like we did with the kidneys. We know what to do now to keep her in a good space. So Tony, how is my little Kai going over there?
Oh, he's doing good. You know, he's getting more of a personality each day. Nothing new to report. He's just a puppy with a lot of energy.
I bet.
Yep. And
that's so cool. Does he fight with QQ?
No, they play. They play a lot.
Oh.
And that's great to watch. You know, Hugh has a lot of patience. You know.
Well, How old is Q?
He's three and a half.
Three and a half. Okay, so she's the mature woman in the relationship.
Yes, she is.
Yes. Ah.
So she just looks at him like, oh, come on. So, no, oh, God, oh. No issues with animals here, not like you.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, well, I'm going to go get Veronica and maybe say hello to everybody for today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. You know, we got great questions, and I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and that's INNER, whispersradio.com. So don't be shy. Write in whatever you're thinking or whatever you've experienced. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Samuel. Is it possible for humans to live more than 150 years?
Yes, it is. The human body was designed to last about 200 years. However, due to dirt, circumstance, barbaric treatments, there's all these things that get in the way of that. If there was no say industrial complexes with, you know, dirt and things going into the air. A lot of the illnesses that most of you have been created by unclean circumstances on the planet. Bad air, you know, chemicals, all those things contribute to a biological body not lasting as long as it should. And there are a lot of individuals that don't take really good care of the biology that they have. Some people smoke a lot of cigarettes. Some people drink things they shouldn't be drinking, like alcoholic beverages. There are others that eat poorly, that decided that, okay, maybe junk food is better. I like it better. So therefore, that's what I'm going to eat. And there's a saying that someone told us about in your culture. It says, you are what you eat. It truly is true. By not taking care of the body as well as they could have, by not eating nutritionally and staying out of chemical reactive kind of areas, they do end their lives prematurely. Now, this can also affect the genetics of a mother and father who maybe didn't die from whatever was going on, but they passed down some of the negativity or the bad things in the biology to their children because they're the same biology. So we can tell you that it was designed to be 200 years, but that was under the idea and concept that it was a clean planet. This was all determined hundreds of thousands of years ago. So yes, it can. But the planet's really going to have to clean itself up. And those who live upon the planet need to clean themselves up and consequently don't keep dirtying up the planet. It's starting to clean up, but it's going to be a long haul to do that. So we would encourage all of you to get cleaner with how you eat, with how you participate. If you think you're in an area that has toxic air or something in it, do something about it. Don't just sit back and complain about it or ignore it. Decide to do something about it. The cleaner your biology participates, the cleaner and more easy life you will have, and it will last longer. So decide today that you're going to do that, because you could double how long the human race could double how long they are on the planet if they did the cleanup act. But at the moment, it looks like it might be happening a little bit, but there's a lot of other things going on the planet as well that take away from that. But yes, it is possible to live more than 150 years.
Okay, our next question is coming from Jasmine. Why would someone incarnate into being poor in a physical reality?
Well, if you're going to learn lessons, you have to look at all sides of the coin. You have to look at the things that are rich in a lot of ways, and you have to look at things that are poor in a lot of ways. And we assume this question was being asked monetarily, financially. Why would you come in and be poor and not have enough food to eat? That kind of question. Advanced energies want to know all sides of an equation. You can't be truly rich until you really understand what it's like to be poor. So coming into the planet to be rich every time and make everything happen every time perfectly, there's not a lot of growth there, because you're going to be expecting the goodness all the time, which would be nice to do, but there are lessons to be learned from negativity just as much as positivity. So you would come incarnate, if you were an advanced soul, into a place where you had to experience being poor up close and personal. It's a valuable lesson. And anybody who does that on a soul level comes out on the other side of it much more mature and able to have a better understanding of how things work. So coming in and being poor, now we're talking financially here, is something that marks how you're going to evolve in that particular life. And it's going to give you more information from a different perspective. So we'd say, don't put that in a bad place, because sometimes the best lessons are learned in a negative environment. And then you can take those lessons and then come into a positive environment and or create a positive environment out of the negativity and have a much better experience overall.
Okay. Debbie would like to know, Can you heal the body through meditation and prayer?
Well, meditation and prayer is a process that helps you focus. When you're meditating, you're clearing your mind, you're putting that empty space so that you can clear up any sort of negativity you've got going on. We'd say that when you become ill, it's really important to focus upon it, to pray and meditate on it. You are actually helping yourself. It's very easy in the culture that you're in to get lost. And it's very easy to get sick because there's a lot of toxicity in the environment that you live in. So, and there are means to heal people, but some of them are rather barbaric and some of them ineffective. So the best thing you can do for yourself when ill is to focus upon it. Focus your energy and your own soulful energy upon it. And look at it and see it as something that is just passing through, not something that's going to stop the function of the body. So we truly believe, and we think you should too, that prayer and meditation is a component that is just as necessary as the medicine that you take for whatever ails you at the moment. So we will say, yes, meditation and prayer are very valuable when the body is acting up or at a high toxic level that needs to be cleaned up too.
Okay, next question. Jackson would like to know, are we ever going to find peace, true peace, in this physical reality?
Well, it looks like it's going to be quite a long road to walk, but we think you can. We do believe that the consciousness awareness of a lot of individuals has awakened or decided that it's going to participate in a more positive manner. Finding peace first has to happen internally. You can't be looking for peace when you're internally chaotic. If you are looking for that true peace, start with yourself. Start with any sort of inner turmoil you may be having or any sort of toxic thoughts or feelings you might be having and take a good look at them and decide that you're going to evolve them into something more positive. By starting with yourself, you can assure yourself that the job will get done because you will stay focused to do it. If you're looking for peace externally, it's going to take a little longer because more and more individuals have to open their eyes to creating peace within. As soon as that starts to be a little bit more prolific and a little bit more abundant, you will see a change in the reality. You will see the peace sort of trying to creep in through the doors of the negativity and toxicity that you might be in. So start with yourself. Start by creating a peaceful moment in your heart chakra and in your thoughts. If toxicity comes in, set it aside, put it to the side and say, no, I am in a peaceful mode right now. By creating that inner peace, you will help to create the external peace, which is going to be a harder thing to do. So start with yourself. That's the easiest way to start creating eternal peace on the planet. By going internal first and starting there. By doing so, you can start a momentum that perhaps more people will and actually do something good to change the toxicity in the planet right now. Because we think every single one of you desires peace over that. It's just sort of slipped around a little bit and suddenly we have all this toxicity. Start today. Go internal and find your peace there and then expand it and put it out into the reality, like passing out, you know, gifts and candy and food to people. That's what you should be doing. And that's how you create peace.
Great message, Veronica. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. And if there's any more information you would like on these topics, just write in. And we'll get it on the air as soon as we can. Thank you and have a good weekend. Bye-bye.